A man on a snowmobile purposely drove into two dog teams competing in the Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race early Saturday morning, killing one dog and injuring at least three others, officials said. Mushers Ali Zirkal and Jeff King were attacked outside the village of Nolato, a community of 236 on the Yukon River, a little more than halfway into the 1,000-mile race to Nome. A suspect has been identified by a village police officer. Race Marshal Mark Nordman said Saturday that Zirkal, 46, who finished second three times from 2012 to 2014, was mushing from Koyukuk to Nolato, a run of less than 20 miles on the Yukon River, when she was hit. The snowmobile hit the side of Zirkal's sled 5 miles out of Koyukuk, turned around multiple times, and came back at her before driving off, Alaska State Trooper spokesman Megan Peters said by email. The snowmobile reappeared 12 miles out of Nolato. He revved up and was pointed at Zirkal before leaving, Peters said. One dog on her team was bruised. Officials described the injury as non-life-threatening. King, a four-time Iditarod champion, was behind Zirkal and fared worse. When King reached the vicinity, he was struck from behind by the snowmobile, and at least three of his dogs were hit. Nash, a three-year-old male, was killed. Crosby, another three-year-old male, and Banjo, a two-year-old male, received injuries and are expected to survive. Race officials said King received medical attention in Nolato, but troopers quoted King as saying he was not injured. Troopers also said five of King's dogs were injured. Zirkal left Nolato with 14 dogs at 6:16 a.m. after dropping one dog in the village. She was in third place. The race leader is former champion Mitch Seavey, who reached Caltag at 7:41 a.m. Brent Sass was running second. He left Nolato at 3:43 a.m. Reigning champ Dallas Seavey, the son of Mitch Seavey, was in fourth place. He left Nolato at 7:14 a.m. This article posted by the Associated Press in Anchorage, Alaska.